of the Mind Flip. Welcome to Theater of the Mind Flayer, a D&D play podcast set in the homebrewed world of Jekhale. We've got two DMs for some reason, which can only mean twice the fun. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time at Theater of the Mind Flayer. Welcome to Theater of the Mind Flayer. No. I got a really drooly mouth because Luke threw me a Sour Patch, a little cherry nut Sour Patch. I'm Jacob Mation. It's actually still hit me. Just the
Caleb.
Moisture.
Caleb Daddle.
Yes. Hey, what's up, Jake? How you doing?
Not much. I'm good. I got a drooly mouth because I'm so excited to play today.
Oh my God. Frothing at the mouth. Frothing at the mouth. You are.
Got a, what did we hear last night? Got a wide on for...
I forget what
Slow Horses. Everyone watch Slow Horses. Great series. Gary Oldman, Kristen Scott Thomas. How you doing, Caleb? What's up?
I'm bad. I lost my wallet yesterday.
Oh.
Wow. The Chronicles
continue. Anyone surprised?
Once we get a shit ton more fans, can we get a compilation of Caleb's problems?
I'm really upset.
This is a new section called Caleb's Problems.
I had $125 in it.
Oh.
Which I had been carrying my wallet for weeks and saying, yeah. Oh, today I'm going to bring this to the bank and pass the bank. A lot. I was like, I'll do it later. I left it on the bus.
This might be a dumb question. Where did you... Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. I left it on the bus.
Man, you and buses don't get on well.
Yeah. You're not getting that back.
Let's not go there.
Did you contact
the bus?
So by this time, they were closed and they're closed on Sundays.
Oh.
So I can't Monday's ring them till
off.
Tomorrow.
Buses are closed.
But Monday's a day
off. The TransLink.
Monday's a public... Monday's a public holiday, so
it's not
here.
That holiday was Friday.
Yeah.
So
what?
Monday
in Australia, we get Monday off as well.
Yeah, the Australians get like 2 days off an extra month.
No. To be fair, you guys in Canada have a day off every month. In Australia, it's like compounded into the start of the year. Then the end of the year, you're like, oh no.
There was one month where they moved the Queen's birthday because they had too many days off that month.
So they moved
the Queen's birthday day off.
That's why she lives so long.
Yeah. Just skipped a few years.
Yeah, she's younger than she seems. We're here with Danielle Butlin.
Hello, hello.
Who was recently on Tabletop Titties.
Woo!
Shout out to those guys. We have Luke Sykes.
Ooh!
Who was recently on... okay. We have...
Hello.
Who was recently on...
Tabletop Dickies.
No, Michael. Let's go again. Who was recently on?
Let's go again. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go.
Take two.
Michael Briganti, who was recently on.
Nope, that's a bad one.
We'll come back to Factionless Maze.
That was really intrusive.
I was not on something. I was in Yo Mama's Bed.
Okay. Oh. That works.
Yow.
Back to Michael Briganti, who was
not
recently
doing
on.
That's the only one that's in my head is a really bad one.
Okay.
Jake, what have you been recently on?
The toilet.
Good. I'm glad.
I mean, that's one way. You know. A seat.
I'm glad you're learning to be potty trained eventually.
Thrones. Yes, eventually, yeah. Yes, the porcelain throne. How's everyone doing? We've got summer coming up. We spoke about this last episode, but we've got summer coming up. We've got the sun's out right now. Could we do a beach
D&D session?
You hate the beach.
I do hate the beach.
But you love D&D.
Fuck the podcast. Maybe we just do a social D&D on the beach.
Let's LARP. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't want to fight people with foam swords and stuff. Ooh. I mean, I do.
Who doesn't want to do
picnics,
that?
D&D picnics.
D&D picnics.
Yeah.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah. D&D picnic.
I'm having a picnic on the beach and you're all invited. Oh. What are you bringing?
Can I?
No, no one wants to come.
No. I'm like, I love this game.
All right, well, let's do a trivia treat, and then we'll play that game.
Okay.
I don't miss this part.
You
shouldn't have to.
You played the game.
Famously.
Welcome to this week's episode of Trivia Treats.
Beach.
Tasty.
What were the three classes first included in the first edition of D&D?
Fighter, mage.
Wizard. Mage.
It would have been something like that, right?
Sorcerer.
Wizard.
Rogue.
Fighter, sorcerer, rogue.
Is it like...
Ranger.
No, it's like cavalier rogue. Or something.
So
weird.
You're getting close.
It's Paladin? Like weird names for it.
Oh. No. There's three of them that originally included in the very, very first edition.
Mystic?
More came in with simple...
One is a magic
books.
User.
One is magic user.
Magic
literally,
user is one of them.
Like a magic user.
Oh, it's just
it's
called
just
magic.
Called magic user. Magic
oh.
Fighter. Cool.
Warrior, magic user, and cleric.
Cleric is also one, and you're very close with warrior.
Knight.
No.
Soldier.
Go.
Sword master.
But army man.
Keep in mind that this came straight from
war game. Chainmail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Squire.
Not paladin.
This is so tough though. I think if you don't know it.
Concubine.
Think more like
Crusader.
I mean, the dudes in those battles would have like
Templar.
Think like you're on the right, like, so we have cleric.
Yep.
Ignore that.
We have
magic user. Think kind of more in that kind of realm.
Mellon. Sword user. Sword fighter.
Sword man.
Sword sticker. Person. Sword poker.
Swordsman.
You're so close.
Sword.
You're so close with like
swordswoman.
Sword man.
Sword guy? Person.
Sword
person.
Sword.
No.
Sword knight.
Sword human.
Sword dude.
Sword use. Sword.
What?
Sword
dicky. No.
Sword slashy. Man.
If a man fights.
Great radio.
If a man fights, he's a
sword
fighter.
Sword fighter.
Swordsman.
No.
Hang on. If a guy fights, he's a what? He's a fighter.
Gladiator.
Yeah.
He's in
sword, but what is he doing as he's
sword queen.
Slashing,
battle,
poking,
stabbing, sword stabber,
get
sword,
ready for us to absolutely
sword hitter,
like ream Caleb for that clue.
You can't ream me because I didn't create this silly name for
sword battle person.
All right. As executive producer of the show,
sword swinger,
sorry, audience.
We've got cleric, magic user, and fighting man. Which is legit the class name, the very first
Why
edition.
Why, when he said sword, were you like, yeah?
Because he said sword man. So kind of like fighting man.
That's fair. Yeah. Fighting man, magic user, and cleric.
They would later on branch out.
What a shit game.
Into different classes.
Happy 50th anniversary, D&D.
How people kick off with this? I don't know.
Yeah, so that was this week's episode of Trivia
Sword Street Fighter.
Excellent. We are going to play that improv game that Danielle loves so much.
That Luke's never played before.
There's a picnic being had. We all want to go to the picnic. However, the person in charge of the picnic wants specific things brought along. It could be something beginning with a letter. It could be something that is exclusively found in D&D, as we discovered last time.
Really good one.
Whatever your brain can do.
Whatever's in the limits of your capabilities.
Whatever's in the limits of your brain. For instance, if it was only things you can wear on your head, you know, that's one. Things in this room might be one of them.
Damn it.
I'm trying to get rid of all the obvious ones. Things outside this room.
Shit, that's everything.
Things you can eat, stuff like that. So, Danielle, would you like to begin since you were the one so keen to have a picnic?
Oh, okay. Let me think of something.
Yeah, you think of something. I don't know. I've never had a picnic in a castle before, like in the ruins of a castle before. It's curious that Danielle would set one up in the ruins of a castle.
Oh, I thought you were...
I'm beginning the improv.
Gotcha.
Michael, do you want to kick us off with the improv?
Ruins of castle or like 500 years ago castle?
I don't know. She just said like these ruins. These ruins is what it says
these
on the improv.
Ruins.
These ruins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two ruins. E's or one E?
Two E's. And
oh, these ruins.
These ruins. Yeah. Oh, Michael, how you doing? Are you going to this picnic as well?
I was invited. Yeah. I didn't know what to bring, so I just brought a bunch of stuff. I was invited.
Slow reaction there.
Let's knock on the portcullis.
Hello, hello.
Hi. Nice choice of venue.
Yeah, I thought so.
What made you want to, you know, do a castle for the picnic?
Well, I just thought we'd do something different. I mean, it's nice to do a nice to do a castle that's kind of indoors, kind of outdoors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I see part of the castle
is indoors.
Well, yes, the castle is
inside the castle. Oh. Yeah.
Is another castle.
You know, indoors.
It's a babushka castle.
Ooh.
Yeah. I wanted to come in.
Yeah.
Yes, there's babushka dolls in this room, Michael.
Reference.
Very well done. shit. I'm wondering, I'd like to come in and pick a nick. I've brought a hat.
I don't really need a hat.
Okay.
So as you can see, I've got some lettuce.
Oh, lettuce. Interesting.
I brought my favorite
Michael's
house
here
plant.
As well.
Yeah, I brought my favorite house plant.
Amazing. Oh, that's perfect. That's exactly what we needed.
Great.
Some decor. Come on in.
Do you mind if I bring in my cactus as well?
Yeah. Fantastic. Go for it.
Hey, I'm here, guys, with the color. The color green. I found the color green.
Yeah, all right.
That's how that game's
what
played.
A party.
Jesus.
Did you just keep that in your pocket or what?
What?
The color green.
The color green?
The concept of the color green.
It's just green all the time.
It's green. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
All right. Someone think of something hotter.
I'm gonna throw a sick party.
I heard you, Michael.
On the moon.
I heard you.
On the moon.
On the moon.
Yeah.
Cool.
On the moon?
Mm-hmm. Well, in a moon.
Well, hang on. Where would you throw your party, Michael? Let's see which one I want to go to first.
Yeah.
Ooh, I would die.
Okay.
Literally see Caleb go, well, fuck you then.
Someone's on.
I mean, the moon would be nice, but if Michael's got a better...
That's fine. It's going to be hard to get to, though.
Yeah.
I would throw mine on... magnificent tree forts, an Ewok village.
All right, so the moon.
Yeah.
Wow, tell us about the moon.
Ewok village.
Yeah,
everybody's invited.
I've oxygen.
How are we gonna
and
eat?
Lots of oxygen.
How are we gonna eat?
I've booked a private. I booked a private little space shuttle for you guys.
Oh,
is there enough room for me to bring my bear?
No, unfortunately, you have to be strapped in, and the seats aren't big enough for.
So,
a
what
bear.
Are you bringing?
I am going to. Bring a cheese and charcuterie board with like some grapes.
Okay. That sounds lovely. I think that's all we need for a picnic, to be honest.
Yeah. But it travels well.
With what? Sorry, as
cheese
well?
And charcuterie board with some grapes. Interesting.
Does the board have its own gravity?
Does the board have its own gravity?
Well, good luck having your charcuterie board in the moon.
The moon has gravity.
It's a moon base.
Not a lot of gravity.
Michael.
You ever seen that fake video?
Michael, we're on a moon base that has its own gravity.
Wait, you believe
we're on
the
moon
base?
You think the moon is real?
Would anyone else like to bring anything?
Do we have to?
How much did you bring? It sounds like it's
How much charcuterie?
I brought enough for one little nibble of cheese and a half a grape each.
Okay.
lots of hams, like nice little cured smoked meats and stuff. So,
steamed hams?
Lots of steamed hams.
Steamed hams. Well, we're going to have to kill some time, so I'm bringing my deck of cards.
No, deck of cards. This is a party. Shaking. We're not going to play cards. We're going to have fun.
Yeah, how are you going to use the deck of cards on the moon? It has no gravity.
Can I bring my silly string guns?
No. We don't want any alien life forms to notice our party and see us as a threat.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I have this lovely bottle of wine.
Oh, yes. I think a bottle of wine will go down a treat with this cheese charcuterie grape board.
It's just shit Caleb wants.
At a party?
I have a pint of Guinness in the back.
Yeah, things that I would like at a party. What did you say?
I have a pint of Guinness as well. Can I bring that?
Oh, I don't think a pint of Guinness, actually. It's more of an up-class kind of...
You've
kind
been
of
disowned by your whole country.
Yeah, wow. I live on the moon now. I don't know what
I got some caviar.
No caviar. No, that's too fancy. We're kind of trying to tread that line in between.
I got some, what is it? Roe?
Roe.
No.
It's like fish.
No, that sounds gross.
That is
how about some radishes to go with that meat, you know?
No, I don't think so.
Can I bring some green apples?
Yeah, you can bring some green apples.
Oh, well, we're back to green.
Mm-hmm.
It's a green.
Imagine
stuff.
It.
It's the color. No.
All the cheese
green
and sugar is all green.
No, but green apples would be amazing. Yeah, bring them up.
What apples, wine, charcuterie? This is looking like a good picnic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I'm going to bring, then, if I can't bring my bear or Guinness, which in itself is a good party, I'm going to bring...
What are you, Burt Kreischer?
How about some burgers?
Ooh. No burgers, oh. I'm afraid.
That's disappointing.
What about a hamburger?
You're already in the party.
No hamburgers. Well, what's in the hamburger?
Ham?
Cheese, lettuce, tomato, no beetroot like these nonsense Australians put in burgers.
Yeah, you can come.
Maybe some jalapenos.
You can come because we don't have a lot. We don't have a lot of the charcuterie, so
cool.
We could do with some burgers.
All right. Yeah. I'll bring an avocado as well to throw in there.
Yeah, sure.
Great.
You bring some raisins?
Yeah, you can bring some raisins.
Is this just stuff that goes with the charcuterie pot?
No. That would be a great one, though.
Just genuinely setting up a party.
Things that complement my charcuterie board.
Okay. Do you have a knife for that charcuterie board?
No.
Should I bring one?
No, it's all just finger food.
No? Okay.
Pre-sliced cheese.
Oh,
that's great.
What about a trunk full of costumes? We can all play
No,
dress up?
Michael, no? Okay. Michael,
get your musical theater out of here. I wonder, could I bring like a mandarin, like a satsuma?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What about a watermelon?
Yeah, watermelons are lovely. They're really good in space. Everyone knows that.
What about all these grapefruits?
How many grapefruits? Yeah, all of them. Yeah, bring them all.
I got a bushel of grapefruits.
A whole bushel.
Yeah.
Can I bring the single raspberry?
Yeah.
Is it things with segmented pieces?
No.
Things that you can share?
Is it things that are round? Like round foods?
No.
Things that have fruit in them?
Yeah, it's things that have fruit in
that
them.
That are fruit or have fruit in
them?
Yeah,
fruit foods.
I knew it was that grape was the add-on at the end. I was like,
yeah. That was a red herring.
Yeah, things that have fruit in them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone,
what, you're cured.
Listen
cured
back.
Michael, yeah, that was a charcuterie board.
Part of the charcuterie
board.
Single grape.
That's why I said there was grapes in it. I literally told you. I added on the grapes in the
Go
end.
Back through, listeners, and let us know if anything came up that Caleb fucked up that shouldn't have
I don't think so.
Fruit in it.
I don't think so. That's why I said when you were the hamburgers, you said the tomato, and I was like, oh, okay, you can come then.
Things with fruit in them.
Michael, can I bring my bear to your party?
Oh, we got another party?
No, I just want to know if I can bring my bear to your party.
No.
Well, I'm out.
That's fair.
You can get up the tree, but no.
Is it things
it's an
you get
Ewok
up a tree?
Village. They're all little bears.
That's true. Yeah. Well, that's
they're very territorial. They didn't like other bears in there, you know.
Yeah, Ewoks are notoriously territorial. That's how you play that game. We should play some D&D.
Yo! Theater of the Mind Flayer! In our last session, Edorath continued to fend off the guards occupying the Temple of Brigantia with assistance from Agnar and Azarith. After defeating them, Azarith disguised himself as one of the Lizard Guards and regrouped with force, while Agnar and Edorath headed to the secret tunnel. Posing as representatives of Sashar, Neodract, and the Reapers, Force and Sir Alpin gain entry to the Temple of Brigantia. Azarith, still in disguise, also infiltrated the temple. One of the guards, Harsuma, revealed that the invaders hailed from Peric's Perch and Viper's Pass and were excavating a tunnel beneath the temple to circumvent the effects of the Howling Ring. They had detained the clerics for their healing abilities as part of their takeover plan. Unfortunately, Adudin, a UNT, saw through Azarith's disguise. Azarith cast greater invisibility, vanishing from sight. Deducing that the half-elven Azarith must be connected to the elven Alpin, the invaders tried to capture Alpin. Azarith then adopted another lizardfolk disguise to maintain his cover, and to assist in keeping his cover intact, Force commanded Alpin to sleep. Meanwhile, Edorath and Agnar, navigating through the tunnel, encountered Azarith in his new lizardfolk disguise. With Force distracting the leadership, the rest of the party advanced towards the room where the healers were imprisoned, which is where we begin our session today.
Excellent. As we begin our session with Azarith at the door there, having made contact with Edorath and Agnar, preparing to swing the door open and, I believe, cast silence. You can see down the corridor to your left that leads back to the temple that there are the two Kenku and the two lizard... two Kenku and two lizard folk, like, randomly stabbing the air, trying to hit someone who's invisible. And you hear movement down the corridor further back towards me on the map there, as more of these individuals kind of push out from the temple, having stabbed all the air in the temple and moving their way out. You recently saw Force, Adudin, Harsuma, and Trainer heading out towards one of the many, many tunnels here. Force, as you kind of walk past one tunnel, they let you know that that's where they kind of ran into the Underdark tunnel. As you're making your way through here, Harsuma says to you,
We got in, and it seems that they caved in their usual path through. They seem to have a tunnel that connects to another temple. We have been trying to excavate it to make our way in to Lonaka.
Right, so they knew you're coming.
We weren't. Stealth is not our best method. We came in numbers.
Ah, can't sneak them. You know, force them.
If you can't sneak them, force them, like we always say.
It's real early, people.
They lead you down a corridor. You can see that it has been bored out before by something, but there's also remnants of recent digging. And they lead you to a somewhat of a dead end with kind of rocks and stuff piled up.
What are you using for labor?
The hands of our followers. We don't really have tools and things. We traveled light from our places in order to get here quickly. We don't have large digging tools. We've tried to recruit some of the odd creatures here, but they seem without reason. We're close. We have all the time in the world, especially with the healers removing any exhaustion we need. We gain.
Good to hear. I'm glad that you got a tight ship running here.
Yes, so you can report back and let them know that we're doing well. Aid would be greatly appreciated. However, we understand the sensitive nature of secrecy.
From this side, you want more bodies, or do you want from the other side? What kind of aid you need?
I wasn't aware we were getting aid from the other side. I thought we were...
There's other machinations in the way.
If we can get aid from the other side to clear the tunnel from the other side, that would help greatly. We are worried about the integrity of these tunnels, especially after finding the Underdark fissure. We're trying to move as quickly and quietly and safely as possible without disturbing and falling through to the Underdark.
Good to hear. Is there anything else that you want to show me?
Well,
any recommendations for promotions? Any people you want getting rid of?
The three of them kind of look at each other. The Yuan Ti Adudim says,
"The three of us have been the foremost leaders in this group. If that is passed on, we will continue our work. We do not need promotions. We will seek glory on the other side."
Noted. Oh, sorry, I look at the Kenku. I wasn't saying anything rude to you. I didn't mean that.
Kind of mimics you, but kind of squints at you. Back down the tunnel, you guys are here. What would you three like to do?
How far is the group, like, to our right? Like, how far down the hall are they?
Like, no more than, like, 20, 30 feet. Yeah. Yeah, they're moving down pretty.
They're coming our way?
They're coming your way, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can hear them coming down this other way as well.
I'm going to open the door and cast that.
Okay.
And then close the door immediately.
And I will go in and murk the two Kenku that are in there.
Beautiful. So, you fling the door open. As you fling the door open, you see these two Kenku spin around to you. You see lying on the ground appears to be four individuals. Three of them seem to be familiar kind of priest-like outfits. And then Alpin, you see him kind of leaning up against the wall there. As you fling the door open, you are casting silence. How are you casting silence? It is verbal and somatic. Okay, I need you to roll a stealth roll for me. Parcel because tongue. you are 20 feet away from people hunting an invisible dude.
Yeah. Is Pass Without a Trace still up?
It is.
We have 12 plus 10 plus 2. It's 24.
Excellent. You whisper as quietly as possible as the door opens. You see Edirath, these two Kenku look up. As they look up, silence is a 20 foot?
No, it is back to level 2. It is, it is, yeah, 20 foot sphere.
Excellent. That should fill that room pretty nicely.
Where are we?
Can you go put that in the center of the room? That is going to leak out. Excellent. As silence goes off in the center of the room there, it spills out a little bit into the hallway, but the room is completely silent. And who's stepping in? You're stepping in?
Me.
Excellent.
I do want to cast it in such a way that that Azareth. Azareth. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it'll fill the room. Yeah, like you'll have to fill the whole room, and it'll come out into the corridor a little bit as well.
But it could spill into the wall behind it, whatever's that way. Like I can choose to center it.
Yeah, here's where
wherever.
We get to, like,
I don't know what's behind it.
Technical, like with fireball, it'll blow back. Mm. Yeah. So I'll say you can go ahead and fill the whole room. It'll spill out, but it looks like it'll spill out to whatever's behind and whatever's to the side. You don't know what's there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I just want Azareth to be able to hear.
Excellent. As that goes off, the first thing that happens is the Kenku turn. As the Kenku turn, you step on in. Who else is stepping in the room?
Yes.
You're stepping in the room as well?
Yes.
Excellent. Beautiful. You run into the room.
And shutting the door behind us.
Okay, you shut the door behind you. As you shut the door.
Punch in the air.
Okay, beautiful. As you run in, let's go ahead and roll a real quick initiative for these Kenku.
Net 20.
Oh my God.
Beautiful. As you step on in.
27.
We are at close quarters. What'd you get?
16.
Beautiful. Agnar, what would you like to do at the very top of the round? Ooh.
I would like to, I'm just going to hit them with my frying pan.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and make an attack roll with your, mace there, your frying pan.
At a non-lethal damage.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Give me an attack roll. You're on deck there, Azareth. Edirath.
Ooh, sweet. That is a 21 to hit.
21 hits. Go ahead and roll your damage, please.
D6.
Roll that funky damage, Danny.
3 - 1, 2.
Okay.
3 - 1.
2 points of damage to one of them. Silence as you whack one over the head. Anything else you want to do?
I just want to see if I can see Nash in this room.
You can see people bound up and bundled. One of them looks to be a bird-like creature. Gather that's Nash. Kind of bundled up, gagged, blindfolded.
Yeah, that's excellent. All for now.
Edirath, what would you like to do?
Be blocking the door.
Beautiful. Slice and dice these fools.
Excellent, go ahead and give me a slice and dice. Yeah.
Save some time. First one is plus that. So that is a 19, a 19 21, hits. And a 28.
Yeah, those all hit.
I guess I will do the...
Is the sword not mad at him anymore?
It's only when I use other weapons.
We're all good, don't worry.
He's double dipping.
Yeah, I don't got my blood maledict no more, and I got no more smites. So that'll be on the first one will be 2 + 4 = 6 + 6. 22 for the first one.
Okay, the first Kenku is mercilessly slaughtered. Agnar, you watch as Edirath just slices and feathers and blood spray across the...
And then 9 on the second Kenku.
9 damage on the second Kenku. Excellent. Second Kenku is still up and running as you slice into him. That Kenku's going to take an attack at you. That's like 5 8s I've rolled on that dice. That's going to be a 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Misses.
Beautiful. As he
barely.
As he swipes out, he misses. You can go ahead and knock one of those creatures off and pop them back towards you because he'll be in the... in the temple, essentially.
Oh, no, silent.
Back.
Yeah.
Easy. Excellent. That brings us back around to Agnar.
So they're both dead or just one?
No, one's dead, one's alive.
Gonna hit it again.
Excellent. Go ahead and hit it again.
That's a 5 to hit.
Excellent. Misses. Anything else you want to do?
Nope.
Excellent. Edirath.
Rinse and repeat. That is a 14, a 24, and a 15.
Easily enough, you slice.
7.
Well, wait a second. He's dead. He's completely dead as you slice through him.
31.
Yeah. No problem at all. We'll wait for the dog.
You thirsty?
Hold for slurps.
Thirsty boy.
Can you hear things outside of the cone? No.
No.
No sound enters or escapes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're deafened.
Good boy.
Good boy. You thirsty, Baba?
Yeah. Oh.
Coming up.
It's at this point that the small group of Kenku and lizard folk that are coming down the hallway, jabbing out, come towards you, Azareth. As they come towards you, you watch as one of the lizard folk looks at you. You speak Draconic?
I do.
Excellent. looks at you and says,
Have you secured the clerics? Made sure there's nothing in there.
Well, there's just the two Kenku, and Adadine told me to guard this place with my life.
Roll a deception check for me. With advantage, because you've got your shit up.
Good. Deception.
Disgrace.
Yeah.
17.
17. Excellent. Looks at you, kind of nods his head, and continues to march past you as the rest of the Kenku are doing the same. They move into that hallway. If you want to move all of them, literally just into, yeah, like kind of slowly moving their way across. And you see as a group of them start to come down the other end of the hallway there.
I'm going to like back into the door and just kind of like put, I'm just going to put my hand on the handle of the door.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that
beautiful.
If anything pulls, I can.
Excellent, 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 excellent. We cut across to Force.
So have you got, has there been any other infiltrations that I should know about?
No, we've been quite successful in this.
Nice.
Yes.
What do you do with the people who come here for healing?
They either join our cause or they are slaughtered and sent off. We recently had a couple of weird kind of chicken turkey Arakorkras. We gunned them down on their way through, riddled them with arrows, killed them, looted their corpses, devoured some.
Cool.
Kill or be killed.
Yeah, fucking running a great operation here.
Yes, thank you. We will get back to work.
So that name was, your name was, just so I have it down.
I am Adudim.
Right, and?
I am Arsuma.
Right. And?
This is Traina.
Got it.
Yeah. They lead you away from the tunnel. As they lead you away from the tunnel, you walk for a couple of minutes and you're led back out into this kind of rather messed up kind of dug chamber here. You can see the other tunnels that head off in various directions. As you're heading in, you would see in the very dim light that a lot of the lizard folk and the Kenku are moving their way out. You see the Yuan Ti, the larger Yuan Ti is kind of following along behind them. Hasuma would speak up and say,
"Attention, we are going to continue our dig under the watchful eye of one of our benefactors. Please continue your work and show them why you are our chosen disciples."
They all start to scatter while jabbing weapons. And you watch as most of the lizard folk head down the tunnel that you went down. A lot of the Kenku stick around, and the Yuan Ti, the big Malison and the big kind of pit Yuan Ti are both kind of still hanging out here. They walk down the corridor past you, Azareth. As they walk past, the Kenku just kind of stops and looks you up and down. And Hasuma looks at you and says,
"Please, the temple is a far more suitable meeting place than these grubby corridors."
And continues to march you back towards the temple.
How far down the Underdark did you head?
We ended up mining through to a sliver that led to the Underdark. We didn't dare go down there.
Is this in front of me? This
happened? Yeah, this is happening in front of you.
This is not, the Underdark is not of no concern to ours. We were unaware that there were Underdark fissures here under Fiona. Our mission is to head to the temple proper, get more clerics, and then continue on.
Nice. Cool. Let's go up.
Excellent. Lead you back out to the temple. What are you guys doing inside in the silence here?
I'm now gonna go and start de-blindfolding and everything, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. You pull the blindfold off what looks to be a Harangon, like a rabbit person. You kind of pull them off, pull the mask off, pull the gag out, and they kind of gasp. You pull one off a slightly larger bird, seems to have more of like a grouse kind of feel to it. And then you pull the mask off Nesh, and Nesh kind of chirps happily, you imagine, and kind of grabs you in a bit of a hug there.
Yeah.
As Nesh grabs you in a hug, you can see that Sir Alpin is a little bit bruised, a little bit cut up, but he is there, not blindfolded, not gagged.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sits up awkwardly.
Okay. Do people have chains on?
Everyone's bound by rope.
Let's get that off as well.
Slice the ropes off, easy enough. Yeah. The clerics immediately instinctively go towards the two dead Kenku. Kneel before them, place their hands on the Kenku.
No, I look at them and I just shake my head no.
They are putting their hands down on these creatures. Cleric's gonna cleric y'all.
Well, they can't do anything because there's silence.
Yeah, they try to spare the dying and nothing happens.
Yeah.
Immediately, as nothing happens, they start to press their hands down and start to work on them. Like,
I'm gonna go, I guess, around to like make questioning. Right, there's like a hair almost tickling me. To like try and figure out why they're trying to resuscitate their captors that have been.
Nesh looks at you with a curious kind of like, what do you mean, why?
Agnar's gonna mime like a question hands and point to them and make like a attacking sort of things and then point to them and then question again.
Nesh holds
asking basically if they've been hurting them.
Holds up the symbol of Brigantia, just gestures down to two bodies on the ground. Alpin stands, moves to you, Edorath, and just gives you like a nod and like has his spear ready.
Okay. I'm going to make a sort of a gesture, like a silence gesture, and then like gesture around and then to myself and then like a downward hand gesture to try and communicate that I'm going to drop the silence and to stay silent.
Sure.
And I'm gonna drop the silence.
Excellent. You drop silence. The first thing you hear is the clinking of Alpin's armor.
That's all right, because they know he's in here.
the clerics on the ground immediately mutter a spare the dying each and stabilize two Kenkus. Nesh looks at you and says, thank you for saving us. It's very, very kind. How did you get in?
We came through one of the tunnels.
Oh, good. We collapsed as many as we could. To try to stop them from coming in, but we thought we'd leave some open just in case.
Oh, good. I hadn't quite thought about what to do after we got this far. I was just sort of... main goal was to find you.
Okay. Have you found the others?
Oh, there are others.
Yes, there's the other clerics.
Oh, do you know where they are?
I assume they're being kept in another room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I sort of had a bit of a conversation with Brigantia.
Right. And how did that go?
I was a little nervous, to be honest.
No, understandably.
I hope I didn't do anything embarrassing, but she was very helpful, but she also said to do whatever it takes to secure the temple.
There's a lot of them out there from memory.
Yes, I know. So I
there's not much the two of us can. Well, yourself as well. Hi, I'm Nesh. Nice to meet you.
Edorath.
I'm Nesh. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you. I mean, there's less of them. I've killed like 10 people in the last hour.
Looks at you and says, oh dear. Are they nearby? Could they be stabilized?
It's been a bit.
That's a shame. That's a real shame.
Brigantia did say, you know, whatever it takes.
Right, but it's primarily our job here to heal people.
No, absolutely. But if
it's any consolation prize, she didn't do it. Just me.
If
it was both of us.
If we don't have the temple, then we can't heal people, can we?
Right, but if we let people die, there'll be no one to heal.
Right. I mean, we're not letting... Oh, dear.
Killing and healing, that's Oren's deal. That's not Brigantia's deal.
Right, but, you know, Brigantia does have a warrior side too.
Right, right.
Right.
If that's what you're going to embrace, that's fine. We've chosen here to embrace the more healing side.
No
judgment. If you're going to be a paladin of Brigantia, that's absolutely fine. Ooh. I see you're quite handy with cut the fry pan.
I hadn't thought about being
paladins,
a paladin.
Fuck's sake.
maybe we'll take one level, who knows.
That is to say is they're not doing anyone any harm while they're unconscious.
Oh, right. No, I totally agree with that.
Right.
I thought you were meaning, you know, we should just like...
No.
Right.
No, if someone gets in our way and they're opposing the healing that we need to do, then we'll look after them, but...
Right, okay.
We don't need to... Sir, we don't need to be cutting people open, okay?
I mean, it seems a pretty effective way of dealing with problems, but...
Have you tried dealing with problems other ways?
I don't think he has, no.
Right.
Right. Well,
perhaps part of Brigantia's kind of edict you could teach this gentleman.
I've been trying to lead by example.
He drinks a lot.
Shut up. What was that?
our friend feathers go out again.
Our friend is outside. He's disguised as a god.
There's been a lot of positive. Well, no. There's. We'll talk.
Right.
And Agnar remembers the specter that's hanging over them and Etterath.
As this is happening, what are you doing just outside?
What's it looking like outside? Are these guys still gaggled around? Like,
A lot of the lizard folk head down towards the tunnels to continue digging. There are a couple of Kenku kind of spotted about. You see the large chunky Yuan Ti is pacing the corridors, like the big scary chunky looking one. And then Force has headed off with the three leaders into the temple there where you gather. There's a couple more Kenku and maybe another lizard folk in there. It's still very, very busy.
And you'll hear me ask as we go around the corner. So how many clerics have you got, supporting your whole crew?
We originally had a good 10 of them. Not all of them have made it. We only have about 6 left.
So you're wasting valuable, precious resources.
Well, if we had means to excavate the tunnel quicker, we wouldn't exhaust our clerics. We're holding on to as many as we can for the eventual assault, but the tunnel we're currently emptying would lead to the other temple of Brigantia, so more clerics we gather, we'd be able to restock on them.
And then we walk around the corner and this all year.
How many clerics are in this room?
3.
3.
3.
Michael.
So email. Unprofessional, Michael.
It's actually very professional. It's my email. No, it's just Uber Eats.
Right. Well, how are you all feeling?
Very, very tired, to be honest.
Right.
They don't let us rest too much, and ooh, we burn through our spell slots trying to keep them awake and healthy.
Right. Well, maybe... I don't know, maybe we should leave and then come back, have some rest and then come back when everybody's feeling.
Right, as long as they don't pop their heads in and see we're gone, then that could be the end for the other clerics.
Oh no, I mean go get the other clerics.
Right.
Because I'm feeling quite energetic.
Right.
So maybe you could take everyone here and go out the tunnel.
Right, perhaps, if you think it's safe, then I'm surely happy to try.
Ooh.
Force. As you step into the temple there, the Kenku goes back around and you watch as the Kenku's kind of pacing around, kind of looking around the room the way the birds do, like thoroughly inspecting the room. You watch as Hasuma goes back to the front door, kind of make sure it's all secure, kind of opens it, takes a look out, and you're here with Adudim, the large kind of cobra-like Yuan Ti.
Will you be staying with us and joining us on our journey, or is this simply a checkup?
It's a checkup for sure. I mean, I was delivering what I thought to be a representative of Neodracht.
Perhaps we should question this representative and see how he slipped past your keen mind.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
This way.
All right.
Kind of Adudim and Force start to make their way down. Calls across. You watch as the Kenku just slowly follows along behind. They pass by a couple of other individuals, and they start walking down the corridor towards you, Azareth.
I see them coming.
You can hear them on their way, yeah. How?
I'll whisper. Whatever we're doing, we better do it quick. They're coming back, probably to the prisoners.
Force?
How do you put up with the Kenku? I just don't know what they're thinking.
The Kenku are tricksy. It was a Kenku who, well, it was a couple of individuals that initiated this, but this Kenku here, Traina, is second to none when it comes to spell casting.
It looks switched on for sure, but...
Indeed.
How can you be sure it's going to come out of it?
Trust me when I say we've been through our share of troubles. I'm sure you've noticed the creatures here in the Howling Ring are far more savage and malformed and changed than they were. We made our way in from the outskirts.
A lot fewer would have got out if it had been like that when I was in the Howling Ring.
Exactly.
And start chuckling. Give a smack on the back.
Ouch.
Excellent. They're making their way towards you guys. What are you guys doing?
Are we going full frontal assault, or we're playing the pretend card, or what's the plan?
There's a little tap on the door.
My liege, we're planning.
Make it quick.
Try
and distract them to get you guys out quickly. Mm-hmm. Where's the hallway with the tunnel entrance in relation to where we are?
Right, where it is on the map.
It's not. It's there, and they're coming from this way. That's me. Mm. But I am a lizard folk.
Oh. Okay.
Well, as soon as they open this door and we're not here, they're going to know that we're not here. So, Brigantia, please slow them down.
And I'm going to cast the Guardian of Faith in the room, close to the door.
Yeah.
So that... Yeah, it'll just, and then.
Oh boy,
enemy!
Can I grab that silence sphere, please?
What's your guardian? Is it inside the door?
Yeah, okay. Inside. So that when they open the door,
yeah, excellent. You drop and guardian faith in front of the door,
and then I'm gonna.
Let's go, Elbin.
Yeah, yes.
Do you want to
I can lead.
Remove your armor.
No.
And come... Okay.
It takes 10 minutes to remove my armor.
Right, good point. Let's go.
Okay.
And as I hear that, for the... Do I see them coming down this hallway? Okay. I'm going to attempt to cast a minor illusion down the hallway behind them.
Back towards the temple?
Yeah, so like where... Like it would
where
be
they just left.
The sound comes from behind them. Just being like a bit of like muffled yelling over here, and then some like swords being drawn, but I'm going to attempt to do it subtly.
Okay. And you don't have subtle spell yet?
No.
Okay.
But I'm going to try and
so I'm gonna
the
need,
training that I've
I'm going to need a charisma check and then a stealth check.
I'm going to roll against this as well.
Natural one on the charisma.
Oh.
Okay.
Don't know what that means. And stealth. Do I get, am I in like the pass without a trace?
Yes, it's within 10 feet of me.
That's 10, right?
When you cast it though, was he within 10 feet when you cast it? It's when you cast it.
Oh, it's when you cast it.
It's a natural 20.
Natural 20 for the stealth. Okay, here's what happens.
The 1 and a 20. That's pretty... It's got to even out, right? It can't be the worst thing in the world.
Like, you look kind of dodgy, but they can't tell why.
I'm just trying to get them to look away.
Yeah.
So, the first thing that happens is that with a natural 20, you silently cast this. As you silently cast this, there is noise coming from behind. As the noise comes from behind, you would hear a bunch of, like... swords and things coming from behind. Immediately the Kenku kind of whips around. Harsuma back in the temple whips around. There is a short, sharp enemies! And everyone in this area is kind of alerted, and you watch, you would see as a couple of these guys down the corridor turn to come back. I would also need a D100 from you, please.
Yeah.
Wild magic.
Oh, no.
D100.
Yes, please.
Is this a normal day? The fuck is going on?
This is, there's more going on. There's more chaos going on than I expected. Dangerous.
12.
With a 12, roll a D10 for me.
Oh, no. D10. 9.
9. You shrink 9 inches.
Oh, no.
You start to...
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's almost a foot.
Oh, my goodness.
Like 4'10".
You shrink to 4'10". As you shrink to 4'10".
As a lizard folk too.
So you go down. As you go down, you watch as a couple of different lizard folk and Kenku come running through. A couple of them run past you. They run past you, Force, and Adudim. As they run past, you've definitely got the attention down there. Adudim has turned away and is looking back towards the danger. You said you opened the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you've...
No, not 20. Yeah.
No, no, not 20. I'll say you don't really get that it's... But you do see him shrink. as that happens, you open the door. Uh-huh. As you open the door, you look out. The coast is by no means clear. Yeah. And as you open the door, you would see coming around this corner... Where do these guys go? Coming around this corner, these guys start to run down the corridor. And they see you with the door open. They immediately look at you, Azeroth, and go, "Escape! Escape!" And we're going to have to roll initiative.
Oh, no.
We tried.
Oh, man.
It was going way too well.
I don't have a lot of points left.
You have a lot of clerics with you.
None of them killed me yet.
Oh, you're in silence. My initiative roll stays great.
4.
I rolled 5 for 4.
Room for clerics.
I rolled a 1. 4 and 8.
Excellent. 25 to 20?
20.
20. 20.
Beautiful. Also 20.
Dexes?
You rolled a 4 as well? 12. 2 plus 2. What? My dexterity is 14.
Excellent. 15 to 20?
Negatory, Captain.
Excellent.
4.
5 to 10?
Yeah, I got an 8.
8. Excellent. 8. Agnar. And would you get 4? Excellent. So, at the very top of the round, as the door opens, Alpin's going to go... Alpin got a 6. Alpin's going to go...
My dex is 2.
Do your character.
Plus 2.
Don't make the DM do your character.
He roleplays him so well, though.
Excellent. At the very top of the round, as most of the chaos is heading into the temple, this knee-jerk reaction, Force, you're in the corridor pretty much where you are, like 5, 10, 15, 20 feet from Azeroth, and Adudim is just another like 5 or so feet away from you. If you want to, yeah. Beautiful.
That'd and we're both like looking back down the corridor.
Both looking back down the corridor towards the temple.
Yeah.
You would hear footsteps from these two guys here, essentially. Like making their way back. And these guys are still mining. Down the corridor, these two individuals are running towards you. They look to be, one of them looks to be a Kenku, one of them looks to be a lizard folk. As they run down the corridor there. And they seem to be leaving a room off to the side here. Excellent. That is going to bring us to the top of the round with Edirath. What would you like to do? Yeah.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Yeah.
Bonus action. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Excellent.
And then try to slice up this fool.
So you run out the door and run down the corridor, sprint down the corridor. Beautiful. Yeah.
Second door is open, just...
Sprint out.
Just sprint down the hall.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
That is a 24 and a 27.
24 and a 27. Just to that first guy there?
Yep.
Yeah, beautiful. That will hit.
11 plus 16 is 27 points of damage.
Excellent. You destroy that Kenku in one slice. The lizard guy coming at you looks a little bit stronger.
That's fine. And that is my turn. I'm just going to sort of stare him down.
Beautiful. Excellent, excellent. That's going to bring us down to Azeroth.
All right. Azeroth. Yeah, what's that big group looking like they're doing with Force?
Looking down the corridor, they look like they're all facing away. You can see that they're all facing down into the temple and they're doing their invisible stabs into the temple once more, trying to figure it out. You can see Harsuma and the Kenku. The Kenku's looking down your way, but a fair ways away. Harsuma is kind of wandering around with the warriors. At this point, it looks like Adudim, the Yuan Ti, is more of like a leader. Harsuma looks to be more of the military leader, and the Kenku seems to be an odd kind of mystic of some sorts. You would, see... Azareth run down the corridor. Azareth, as you get to there, you would... running down the corridor. Edirath, as you get to there, you would definitely see that there's another corridor that goes back to the temple there as you get right to the corner. What would you like to do, Azareth?
I guess I'm going to peer into the room just to see that everyone is... kind of up and like ready to go.
Ready to go, yeah.
Kind of make eye contact with Sir Alpin. Follow me, Sir Alpin. I'm going to peer into the room on the left to see if like the tunnel area is clear.
Yeah, it is not. You see what looks to be a lizard folk right on the edge there who seems to be about to run around the corner coming to the commotion.
Towards us.
Yeah.
All right. Cat's out of the bag. And I'm going to pull my wand out.
Yeah.
And... Are those two guys, can I get an angle on them?
No. You can see that there is a wall right there.
Okay.
So you can step in and maybe hit the two there if you're looking for something, but there's just solid stone between the one that looks like the red cape one. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably try and get a line on the two that are in front of me. So if I step in and hug the wall a bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this will attract some attention.
Yeah.
But I'm going to cast Lightning Bolt.
Nice.
At third level.
Excellent. The Dexterity first guy,
15.
First guy got an 18. Second guy got a 16.
They both save.
Excellent.
Six. Okay. 10, 15, 20, 1. 24 points of lightning damage.
Excellent. 12 points of lightning damage to each of them as it crackles through.
And I'm gonna... Yeah, that was... 20. That was my movement, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'll kind of just look back in the hallway and see if people are following, but staying put.
Excellent.
To bonus action. Don't think I'm gonna do anything. No, I'm not gonna do anything.
Excellent. That's it. Excellent. As you dart down the corridor away from the other individuals there, you would see force that Harsuma seems to have. Where are we? Harsuma seems to have what looks to be a very large dagger in his hand, and he's kind of walking around the temple as they all kind of do their jabs. You would see that. I'm going to say both the Kenku, both Adudim and our good friend Traina are going to make intelligence checks to see if they... What's your DC, Azareth?
Spell DC?
Yeah.
17. Like a save DC is 17.
Okay, beautiful. Where are we? Beautiful. The Yuan Ti seems to be facing away, seems to be hissing a little bit, but you would see force that the Kenku's looking past you and immediately starts to trot down the corridor. If you want to go ahead and the Arakokra, if you want to bring it down down to just before the front door there. Trots past force there, gets to there. That'll do. Beautiful. Gets to there, and you can hear it kind of going... As it does that, it is going to... It's going to be tilting its head very curiously, kind of raises its little wing. It's going to hold an action there. That is going to bring us down to... That's the rest of them, unfortunately. Yeah.
I assume.
Excellent. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to hear commotion in the ocean. This guy is dead. But you do hear and see movement. You see what looks to be a lizard folk and the large pit Yuan Ti trotting down the corridor. They're going to get to there. This guy, lizard folk, is going to run forward at you. 5, 10, 15, 20, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. As two of them descend upon Azeroth, one of them descends upon Edorath. Couple of attacks on you, Edorath, as these guys come in. Immediately, there is going to be one claw, one bite. The bite is a 11 to hit you. The claw, however, is a 21 to hit you. And you are going to take 10 points of slashing damage from that. And it turns and goes, "Escape! Escape!" And they shout out loud there. The other ones are going to take two attacks on you also. That is going to be a 14 to hit with a bite.
Doesn't hit.
And a 17 to hit with the claws.
That hits. Is that all the attacks?
Nope.
Are there more coming?
Okay.
So I'm going to cast shield.
Excellent. That is then going to be a 13 to hit with the chomp.
Well, I thought it was just from one character.
13 to hit with the chomp.
No.
And a 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 to hit with a bite.
No.
Excellent. They start to swipe at you. Bounces off your arcane shield there. Those guys are still mining. Still chaos happening everywhere as that alarm is shouted. Chaos is going to kick off. That's going to bring us down to...
Oh, no.
Agnar.
Oh, God. Okay.
You are upright as well.
I'm upright.
As is everyone else in the...
Oh, okay.
Room.
I was like, what? What?
Yeah.
Why are we...
Oh, no.
Why are we falling over?
Oh, no.
Okay, so I would have seen head popping out of the doorway.
Door's open, okay. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I need to sneeze.
Look at the light. Look at the light.
So Alpin is on deck.
Stop the sneeze.
Not helping. Okay. Do you know where are the others? The other rooms?
I don't know. I assume down the corridor there are many rooms, as you well know. We'd have to check. We've been blindfolded the whole time, unfortunately.
Yes, right, I know. Right. Head for the tunnels.
Right, the tunnel back to the temple in Lornacarth, or
No.
The escape tunnels, right.
The escape tunnels.
Right, I'll lead our people out.
Call me if you need help and I'll come.
All right.
I'm going to find the others.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to... Who are the others? Do you know who the others are?
Yes, Selena, Donegan, and Polly.
I would have met them.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I'm going to cast, because I did a locate person.
It's not a parrot. I'm mad at you.
That's exactly what it is. I was hoping no one would ask. I hope he just introduce himself.
Yeah. I'm not
like
going to cast
Macaw looking
locate
thing.
Creature.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd know Polly to literally be a parakeet, like a parrot.
Okay.
You would know Selena to be a...
Selena Gomez?
No. That'd be pretty good. Selena will be a... Yeah, Selena's a tabaxi, and Donegan is another bird person.
Right. I'm gonna cast... Nope, I'm just gonna attempt to go and find the other doors.
Okay, so you step out.
I use my movement. Yeah.
Beautiful. As you step out, the held action from the Arakork, the Kenku, is going to hit you immediately. A bunch of magic missiles come flying at you. You're going to take 11 points of force damage as these magic missiles come flying at you.
Wind it. and I'm gonna head down the hallway to the other rooms.
Yeah, 30 feet down the corridor.
Each doorway I'm gonna...
Yeah. You look in that first one, nothing in there but scraps and, supplies and things like that. You run past Azeroth, who has these two lizard folk attacking him.
Whoa!
Is that 30? That's 30, yeah?
That's 30?
Yep.
With the lizard folk?
That's your movement.
That's my movement. How bright is this?
It's dim light in here right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm just checking whether this spell is going to be a lot of light. I'm gonna cast Spirit Guardians.
Nice. You can take that. Is that 15 foot? No, that's 10
foot. Are both those concentration?
No.
That's why clerics are busted, because you pop up those two spells and then you just become a whirling dervish runner end.
Yeah.
It's great on.
Yeah, Guardian of Faith is just like, it's almost like a summon, but it can't move anywhere.
Excellent. What do your spirit guardians look like? How do you cast it? What does it look like? Give me some descriptors.
Brigantia, we're going to find everybody. And please help us get through this.
And yeah, you would see a sort of like a glow that spreads from the amulet down Agnar's feathers into her feet that then is like a little pulse. And you would sort of, similar to like a heat ripple, where the air kind of distorts a little bit and you can tell something there. Anyone who's from the temple who actually worships Brigantia would see little you know, flaming crosses spinning around in a circle, but anyone else would just see a sort of like heat distortion.
Excellent. That is going to bring us down to Sir Alpin.
All right, Sir Alpin is going to kind of lift his shield and spear up, look to the other clerics, and he'll tell them to follow Agnar or to continue on their path. Well, he's going to hold the line, and he's going to go out of the room, look to the right, and then he's going to place the spear over his shield, and he's going to hunker himself, and he's going to use Fighting Spirit to give himself advantage on his attack roll, and then he's going to charge the bird. He's going to charge it with the spear.
Excellent. Yeah. Run on in towards the bird there. Go ahead and give me your attack roll, please.
Advantage.
Yes, indeed.
Good. 18.
18. Shield. Misses. Aarakocra throws up a wing and it just kind of doesn't like nighttime, daytime.
Yeah, do I want... Sir Alpin's going to use Action Surge.
Yeah. Excellent.
Just a straight attack. 23.
23 will hit, yeah.
8 points of piercing damage.
8 points of piercing as you hit the Kenku. Alpin hits the Kenku and goes, Force! It's on!
And that'll be Sir Alpin's turn.
Excellent. That's going to bring us down to the clerics. The clerics are going to rush out. They are going to rush their full movement to Agnar, but they're going to get bottlenecked right behind Agnar there. They're going to look at Azareth. They're going to look at the lizard folk and be like, we kind of need to go that way if that's okay. Excuse me. And that's going to be their turn. They might... Nesh is going to do a... is going to drop a shield of faith on you, Agnar. It kind of touches you and says, you'll be fine. And you have +2 to your AC while she's concentrating. No, until she's done concentrating. Excellent.
Oh, I'm thinking of...
Sanctuary.
I'm thinking of Sanctuary. Yep. Yeah.
Excellent. +2. Beautiful.
+2. Damn.
+2 to your AC. That is going to bring us finally down to Force.
Oh. You may have told me that you're Sir Alpin, but I'll get you, traitor. And I'm going to walk up towards the magic user.
Yeah, the Kenku.
Yeah, and like start reciting a prayer to Arwen.
Yeah.
And then go to touch him. And I want to cast Bestow Curse, but make it look like I'm casting like a support spell for them.
Okay. I will go ahead and I will get a deception check from you, please.
Oh, no. Oh, what dice should I use, Michael? Don't choose poorly, Michael.
I'm not choosing.
Is that another fucking 20? Oh, it's at 11 plus a, I think 4. 11 plus... Deception 4, so 15 total.
Mm-hmm. You reach out and do Bestow Curse. You can go ahead and cast that spell.
Yes! Cast Bestow Curse. The curse that I would like to cast is Stutter.
Excellent.
So they have to, when casting spells like a...
What level are you casting this at?
I was going to do... Ooh. What does the higher level mean that it can do? I'll just do level 3, because why not?
Okay. Run the shit. As you reach out... The Kenku is going to and counterspell you and unfortunately cut that off there, and you gather that it is way too insightful to get away with that. But yeah. Yeah.
Where's your counterspell, Mr. Counterspell?
He's behind the... I can't see him. I don't have a line of sight through all those people. No way.
That's a... You're burning through his spell slots, though. Which is good.
And that's my turn.
Excellent. Okay. Beautiful. That is going to bring us back around top of the round to Edorath. You can... Oh, sorry. No, the pit creatures haven't made it down there. Yeah, you can see these guys aren't too far away, and they're running down towards you.
I do not have a lot of hit points left.
You can heal yourself.
I can't! I've already used that!
Would any of the clerics see that he's really hurt and have you healed him?
Probably, but they can't get through or line of sight on him, unfortunately. And they don't have healing word. They have cure wounds.
They have cure wounds.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not gonna full list of... They got blessed.
Revivify.
They've got revivify as well.
Wow!
Okay. I see how this is. That's fine.
Okay, I will do something stupid then.
Fine, if we're gonna... I'm gonna act like that, I'm just gonna do something stupid. I am going to dish three. No, I'm going to dish two attacks into the guy in front of me.
Yeah, go for it.
That is a 20 and a natural 20.
20 and a natural 20 will hit.
The first one is 13 points.
Yeah.
Then the second one is only 14.
13 and 14 points. Excellent. That's 27? 28.
Which one's double?
27, yeah.
The small.
Excellent. You slice into this lizard folk. As you do, they're still standing, unfortunately.
Then as a bonus action, I'm going to disengage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Using my roguish skills. Yeah,
absolutely.
Sort of go, yeah, and then go, 20,
excellent. Yeah. Yeah. As you run around the corner there, you run past a couple of shut doors. Excellent. You run out of sight there. That brings us down to Azareth.
All right. Question.
Yeah.
Would it be possible to use sorcery points if I quicken a spell? Can I use sorcery points on a cantrip to split the spell as well?
So as long as it only targets one person.
Yeah. So I can do essentially two different acts of using sorcery points on two different spells.
Yeah, as long as you burn all the sorcery points.
Okay, yeah. So I will do that. I'm going to look at the two meanies in front of me, and I'm going to twin spell my cantrip. Mind sliver. So an intelligence saving throw of 17 for both of them.
Absolutely. One is a natural 20, the other is a fail.
Okay, so do they take, they don't, if they save, they,
if they nothing save, happens. Nothing happens. The fail does take damage, though, and the disadvantage, or minus d4, sorry.
So 10 points to the one who fails, and they have a minus 1d4 to their saving throw.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then I'm going to quicken spell and cast Rhyme's Binding Ice, 15-foot cone in front of me.
Okay.
It's a con 17.
Con 17. And it makes that area difficult terrain, yeah?
Probably.
Yep. Can you go put that in front of... As the ice sprays out... Beautiful. That's going to be two fails.
Nice. So they're both... Yep. Their speed is reduced to zero.
Uh-huh.
And they take...
They're restrained.
3d8.
Okay, go ahead and roll that 3d8. As they are now stuck in the doorway that leads out to the escape chamber.
13 points.
Nice.
Frost damage.
Nice.
Oh, it's so cool.
Beautiful. He's close.
And that's going to be my turn, because that's...
Excellent.
I'll take a... step back so that if anyone wants to get something on them,
excellent.
Can.
He will take an attack of opportunity at you. Is he restrained or is he grappled?
His speed is reduced to zero.
Doesn't That's say anything about says. Restrained or grappled?
No.
Okay. Beautiful. Oh, don't know. Misses with that attack, unfortunately. Swipes out at you as you dart away. Excellent. That is going to bring us down to the leaders. That's a lady. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. So yeah, they are kind of chunked in ice. Not bad. Excellent. That's going to bring us down to the leaders. What you're going to see is...
Could that 15 also be a deception check on the Yuan Tia's next to me as well?
Yeah. Yuan Tia's back up facing the other way. Really notice.
Okay, cool.
Anyway. Yeah. What's going to happen now is the Kenku is going to immediately... the Kenku is going to take two steps back. Alpen and Force do get attacks of opportunity if they wish. If you'd like to take the Kenku back two steps, please. Herc? Yep.
Twenty-three
will hit. Yeah. Go ahead and give me your damage there.
Six.
6 points of damage, Force.
What are you doing? I was trying to help you.
He is going to say nothing, and he is just going to cone of cold right down that corridor at Alpen and you. I need a... That's his only fifth level slot, but I need a con saving throw from you two.
I should have my shield out. Now I can't do my shield evasion.
Yeah.
So Alpen gets a plus four.
Gets a plus four. Yeah.
And I actually read it. I get a plus four as well, which I didn't think I got.
It does it on your sheet already.
Oh.
We've been through that, yeah.
Oh, my saves are real low then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Connor
Dex.
Con saving throw.
Phew.
Yeah, it already adds all that to you.
Solid five.
Oh, shit. Okay.
19.
19 is a save, so he's going to take half damage. That is going to be 10, 20, 30. 33 points of cold damage to Alpen, halved to 16.
33 damage.
33 cold damage there as it... burst out with ice. Immediately the Yuan Ti turns and looks at this happening, but I'm going to say that's its turn turning and kind of comprehending what the fuck's going on here.
Right.
As you guys are blasted with ice, you hear the Yuan Ti turn back and say, Hasuma, problems! And he alerts Hasuma at the back there. That is going to bring us down to the lizard folk creatures. The one in Rhyme's Binding Ice are going to use their action to try and break free. Yes, so you can let me know what I need
is
to roll there.
Who's in here? They also need to take some do some rolls.
Yeah.
At the start of
their
turn.
Well, let's do our wisdom saving throws first. One is is that a 15 or a 16? That's a 15, 16, and a 7.
Yes.
So I don't think
Spirit Guardians. DC.
I think it can just for Danny.
Yeah, no, one second. Can just use its action to break out.
Wisdom 16?
Wisdom 16. Okay, yeah. So one of them passes.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll your damage there. As they try to break out, just an action to break out.
It's just their action. Yeah, they use their action.
They have to sing, I want to break free.
Yeah.
Go on, Jake, sing it.
I think so.
I'm trying to. I will eventually. Thank you, Herc.
Or until another creature, so they can break each other out.
Break free. They can break themselves out.
No, they have. It has to be another creature. It says.
Okay.
13.
13 points of damage. Excellent.
And successful save, they take half as much.
Excellent. So 6. Excellent. You watch as the one closest to the door is completely torn apart by your spirit guardians. The other one is looking pretty badly hoit. But is hanging. Oh, no. No, that one's gone too. Yeah. Nice. Both of them are completely wiped out. By the banding ace, if you want to get rid of that. Beautiful. Excellent. So that's their turn, unfortunately, which is going to bring us to these guys here. 5, 10, 15, 20. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
No, my plan didn't work. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Oh, it kind of
worked.
I got you.
I got you.
Let's see.
I have 13 hit points left.
5 creatures you can see within 60 feet of it. Excellent. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60.
No!
Let me double check that. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. Just. I need, as the pit master gets to the edge there, it kind of turns and just... hisses. I need Agnar, I need Azareth, I need Edorath to make...
Is that a spell?
Constitution saving throws. No. It is not.
Con save.
Con save, please.
Okay.
11.
You drop unconscious. Oh, hang on. Yeah, you drop unconscious.
13.
You stay up.
20.
Kay.
You stay up. Edirath drops unconscious.
Concentration. I need to also roll for that.
No, you didn't take any damage.
What? Oh, I didn't take any damage.
It's all good. Okay. As it tries to drop you all down, that is going to be its action as it gets there. You can see its massive maw opening. One of the guys, this guy here, as you drop unconscious, immediately starts to kind of grab you, bind you up, kick this door open, and he's going to drag you in to here and shut the door there. Excellent.
I'm not locked in here with you.
Yep.
You're locked in here with me.
Excellent. As that gets shut, you hear more footsteps of people rushing down the corridors towards you all. I'll go ahead and plonk. 1, 2. Let's go 3. And Hasuma is going to be over there as well. Yeah, excellent. Excellent. That is going to bring us down to Agnar. What would you like to do?
I'd like to move forward.
Excellent. If you would like to move forward, what is it, 30 feet?
Yep. I want to go to the door. Yeah. Boom it open. Other door. Yep. And then the rest of my movement. If there's like one more. Yep.
Excellent. An attack of opportunity at you. One big old swipey swipe. That is a natural 20.
Can I reaction?
Oh, now you do a reaction.
Because I can see. reaction.
Counterspell would have been really helpful.
Silvery barbs. I couldn't see him.
Silvery barbs, who are you giving advantage to?
Good question. It's for an attack, right?
Advantage on a roll.
On a roll.
Attack or ability check, I believe.
I'll give it to Agnar.
Excellent. The only one that, can see. That is going to miss instead. As that huge hit almost comes out at you, Azeroth very kindly...
Just kind of some shadows kind of the wall, kind of cloud the lizard folk or Kenku?
Yes,
lizard folk. And just kind of like... cloud his vision and
nice cloud his vision
swinging wildly.
Yeah, you keep running on through there. That's your movement.
Yeah, movement. My action as well. Or?
I'll say you can either have burnt an action or a bonus action to check those doors. That can be a bonus action if you want, or unless you want to use a bonus action.
I can't see Adarath.
You cannot know.
No, so that's not.
You have no idea where
healing,
he has gone.
Yeah, all my healing spells. I have to see ya. So
I regret nothing.
I'm going to have used my action.
Yeah. Alpen on deck.
To do the doors, and I'm going to use my bonus action to cast Spiritual Weapon.
Excellent. Yeah, you go ahead and drop a Spiritual Weapon. Pick a nice shiny dice there.
Level 2.
Drop it down there as a Spiritual Weapon, please. Nice.
And I'm going to try and...
Nice.
I think I'm going to cast it next to the spellcaster, just here.
Yeah, the big guy. Yeah.
That's very shiny. I like that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try and boop him.
Go ahead and boop him.
Just make sure I'm casting that spiritual weapon. What am I doing? Plus 8. Hit. 22 to hit.
That'll hit. Go ahead and roll your d8.
Lovely. That is 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
Excellent.
Force damage.
6 points of force damage as it bonks into him. He turns his head that way. Anything else you want to do?
Nope.
Excellent. That brings us down to Sir Alpen with force Alpen. There.
Force, sir, do you need my help? This is the other Alpen talking.
Sorry, I had a force. I had a frog in my throat. Force, do you need my help?
I don't respond.
Okay.
Then he's going to escort the clerics. So he's going to
run out and around. Yeah.
Yeah. Run out and
absolutely.
Use all his movement to get in front of the clerics.
Yeah. Follow me if you want to live. And he runs down the corridor, turns abruptly on the side there, gives you a nod, Azeroth. Just stand just out of the doorway.
Well, I'll go behind Azeroth so that the clerics can
go through. Yeah, beautiful. Excellent. Excellent. That is going to bring us down to the clerics. The clerics are indeed going to head on through.
Actually, he'll use his action to dash.
Okay. Yeah.
So just get in the, like, probably in the middle. Yeah, right there.
Yeah, excellent.
And ready with his shield and sword.
Yeah,
and,
the clerics are going to run forward. As the clerics run forward, one of them, the Harangon, is just going to do a real quick second level cure wounds on Alpin. Touches him on the shoulder. Ooh, 6, 12, 13, 14, 15 points of healing to Alpin. Puts a hand on his shoulder and says, you're good. Okay, good. No problem. As this bunny man.
Mr. Alpin says.
Thank you. that is going to be the cleric's turn, bringing us down to Force in the corridor there. You can see Harsuma kind of rallying troops a little ways away from you, but right in front of you is the is Adudim and Traina.
I'm going to pull out a snake's tongue and, like, eat it and then start talking to Adudim. And while I'm casting suggestion, I'll say, this one here is a traitor. They have turned on me and the church. Get them.
Excellent.
And then take out my hammer and bonus action my shield.
That's a wisdom save?
Yes, 16 wisdom save.
16 wisdom save. He needs to roll a 12. Oh,
you know what? Made a good choice.
Big Let's dice. get the chaos dice.
You're going to shake all of these minis over.
Needs to roll a 12 or more. That is a 12 on the dice. Oh, no.
God damn it, Jacob.
I'm so sorry.
Let my fun shit happen.
That's why I roll them publicly, because I don't want you to think I'm trying to...
I never think you're trying to...
Yeah. as you cast it, he kind of looks at you. His eyes start to swirl like car, and then he kind of looks at you and goes, I think I know who the traitor is.
Ooh. Cool, then I run away.
Oh, cool, gig's up, everybody out. Gig has been up.
Go ahead and move forward.
I said you to join us.
30 feet down the corridor for me.
Shit.
If you want to move, force 30 feet down the corridor. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Hey, Azeroth.
Nice of you to join us. This is me, by the way.
We need to work on your, like... Art of talking.
Well, I had
talking.
No idea what the fuck you were doing. First you got me beaten up and I'm sorry, I'm shouting. We're gonna go ahead and leave it there for this session.
Leader of the mind flip.
Thank you for listening to Theater of the Mind Flayer. If you like what you heard, give us a like, give us a review, rate us 5 stars. If you want to hear more, follow us on Patreon for more exclusive content and extra goodies. And make sure you follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Theater of the Mind Flayer or at Mind Flayer _pod. Thanks.